Podly dum.
All the cycles.
Podcast.
Leap dumb.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to college.
Bring.
Hello, college calling.
Oh, that was my school bells, but yeah. I couldn't make a school bell with my mouth.
Perfect.
Who amongst
us? Bing bong. That was my high school bell.
Perfect. Here's my washing machine. Dee 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 dee. Washing machines are wild now. Anyway, this is Podlitum, and that's Top Model Podcast spelled backwards. I'm JW Crump, and P.S. I love this.
I'm Lex Basile Price, and hey, boob.
And I'm Hannah Jane Ginsburg, and well, you don't have to apologize, but I do like the fact that you are here, and yet you're expressing that you wish you could have done something differently, and you're humbled.
We're going to have a discussion to end all discussions when we get to that moment proper, and this is Cycle 19 College Edition, Episode 3, and if you missed it in the first two episodes, these are back to the girl. We're still going to retitle
of
because
course.
It's become one of our favorite things. Mm-hmm. They called it, rightfully, The Girl Who Wants Out.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad title.
Nope.
I put The Girl Who Fears a Pixie Cut.
Every single episode named after Victoria.
And if you fear a pixie cut, you can go to anchor.fm/podlitum and become a Podlitum subscriber, just like Kevin and Kiara from Ooh. Cycle 19.
She gave us her scholarship money. So be just like Kevin and Kiara and go to anchor.fm/podlitum to support the podcast today. Thank you so much. We love you, Kevin and Kiara. And
the dollars that you got.
And we also love everyone, over 100 folks who have already participated in the poll that we put both on our Spotify episode, thank you Lex, as well as our Discord. Thank you so much to our mods on the Discord for doing that work as well. I've smashed them together, all right? And if you'll remember, we ask you, Cycle 19, how much do you remember? Absolutely nothing. Smooth brain all the way. What is this? Did this exist? Where are the boys at? Two, I remember like one or two standout moments, contestants, people, moments, etc. Or I know it all. I know more than you. I'm predictive. I'm clairvoyance. I am America's
I've
Next
already
Top Model.
Seen everything.
I've seen Cycle 25.
Yeah. And 24% of you put together right now. This might change a little bit by the time this episode's out, but 24%
the results are in.
said nothing. The majority, 57%, said one or two moments, you know, and I think we're all kind of in that place too. Mm-hmm. Then 19% of you said you know it all. So, mm-hmm. I mean, and I know that's the listenership of this podcast are fans of Top Model, obviously, but I was a little surprised that one fifth of y'all feel like college is practically the same as any other cycle because it's not that for me.
No, mm-mm. I especially didn't remember that. Is this going to be previously on now? This is going to be
yes.
our... This is every episode we need
this
to explain.
This is worse than no previously.
Agreed.
Oh, yeah. A reminder of Tyra's experiment every week.
And Rob's sexiness.
The opening credit song, and I know that's later in the episode, it is only 11 seconds. But we have 5 minutes of Tyra explaining how who's here and what's going to happen.
Look, they invested a lot of money into taking okay pictures of Kelly Catrone, and she wants them in every episode.
And let me just say, stay tuned, listeners, because at the end, I'll tell you why the credits are the way that they are. There's some fascinating behind-the-scenes-ness to reveal.
Look at you dangling a mystery right in front of my nose like that.
I'm like a YouTuber.
You're going to unbox the story behind these credits.
I never thought I would have to make this video.
I never thought we'd see 10, 10, and 10 on digital art.
but not the ends of words.
Oh my God. Who formatted this? How did this happen?
Why do we...
What one of these quotes is.
Okay, so we have, this is high fascio.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have amazing, misspelled.
Yes, it is. Amazine.
Amazine.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, I didn't even notice that.
M-A-Z-I-G-N.
Yeah, and then D-E-A, and then...
Who knows?
What is it?
Dead?
Deal?
Your
amazing deal.
Amazing, dear.
I wrote one of my punniest jokes ever because Leela says that she is on cloud 9. And I'm like, you're on cloud 10.
And the last one is nailed it because the T is only half in the screen.
So amazing.
Funny. It's a screen. It's so adjustable. This was literally like someone was messing with the remote and got the ratio wrong and was like,
What's so wild is there's so much space between the scores and the picture. So it's not like, it's not like, you know, in school where you would have a poster board and you start real big and then you get to the end of it.
You cram in the, like, the last letters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have so much room to play with.
I just love the idea that like a PA lost the remote and they're like, well, this is the aspect ratio now.
And then
it's on the sports setting.
And then when Brittany's face saw the digital art, she was like, this is jank. She like looked at it and was like,
Y'all, this cycle, ANTM sort of became The Office because everybody is doing takes to camera.
Yeah.
Silent opinions direct to the camera. Everyone.
Also, I think I found my first model basic metahuman because Brittany teleports from room to room.
Yes.
She is in every room all at once, all the time. Like she can multiply herself. And I know it's just editing, but Brittany is here to watch business. Brittany is here to watch from afar, comment hours later.
Perfect.
Speaking of people I like, I'm slowly falling in love with Laura because Leela invites Laura to the Tyra suite and Laura immediately says, this is gameplay.
You're blinded by Colby.
Absolutely.
Why?
Not. No, this is hilarious to me that Leela does something, a friendship we have yet to see.
Mm-hmm.
And Laura goes, not a friendship. Well, exactly. Especially not to Laura, Lex, because Laura's like, no, I'm suspicious of her intentions with these 9 West shoes.
I'm not giving you advice.
Fuck Leela. Don't know her. Don't wanna.
I loved it.
So why, in theming with the digital art, the ampersand on the pillow is also cut off. There's an ampersand pillow that doesn't fit. And I have a question, and we have to investigate this. I think it's important for this episode and next episode. Do they get to keep what's in the closet, or is this a rental situation?
Rent to own?
Yeah.
So, well, and some contestants are going to treat the Tyra suite like they're moving in and fully bring their bags.
Yes.
Or like it's a fun sleepover, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some do not. There's a lot of murkiness surrounding the Tyra suite, and I can't tell how much of it is production not telling us things and how much it is the contestants trying to make things more fun for themselves.
Yeah. Also, Laura found an empty caboodle. And then just like, it's like, ooh, what's going to be in here? Nothing.
She was ready to shop the wall.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's a borrow situation where theoretically you're getting clothes, makeup, and 9 West shoes
to like, fucked.
That you can bring to panel. And what's funny is in my head, that gives you style immunity for the week. Because if they say one thing, you'll be like, really? The sponsors? Because I will say this. I don't know these brands super well. Smashbox, 9 West. I commented in an earlier episode this, and I keep finding myself saying this. There are some, it's a way better shoe game. Because they all have these 9 West shoes.
Conspiracy theory.
Or clomp, 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 clomp.
Clomp, clomp, clomp. They saw what happened with British invasion and they thought, well, we're gonna have nothing but shoes to show off, so maybe because they were like, oh god, they're gonna put us in college things.
Honestly though, I bet so. I'm still very surprised that they didn't have to wear their denim shorts college tees to everything.
New confessional background alert. Do you like Letterman letters? Because we're just going to stick a bunch all over the walls. And we're sort of going to pop out an A, an N, a T, and an M, except we're going to put the T right where the person's head goes.
Yep. Yep.
So poorly designed from that perspective. And I said, Uh-oh, Darian backstory alert. This is a lot of Darian backstory. I don't feel like Darian's going to have a great episode.
No. Oh, this episode is so rude to Darian.
It even is rude in the sense that, like, it tries to be like, what a stupid person. You got modeling in a paper. Boo.
Yeah.
And is she our only, like, non-working model who is working this cycle?
Yes.
Everybody seemingly. Else seems to have agents and film experience.
And Darian's like, I saw an ad in the paper.
I think the only person who's not a working model. Nope. Never mind. I even remember her telling us about a representation. Oh, well.
Yep. Tyra Mail, the lights flicker to a wet Tyra.
That's dangerous.
Don't touch the outlet, Tyra.
She's also so tiny on the screen. Tiny.
And the fonts already.
And the words are staggered as they appear, yeah, just for anyone, AKA no one, who missed the ticker tape, Tyra Mail.
Uh-huh. Also, because Tyra's wet, the letters are wet, because it slides in. And every word has a different font.
Can I pick?
Like a ransom note.
Yes. Can I...
Okay, we could have done this. There is two ways to make the Tyra Mails better this cycle. Mm-hmm. You could have had...
It should have been a tweet.
A PA system.
Like, oh my God.
Called, like at school. Or, like you just said, Lex, it should have been social media. Like, imagine a little, like, alert noise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could even honestly been text messages that came in one at a time.
That would have been so cute.
So cute. So easy, yes. too. Mm-hmm. But no, it's just white on black fonts.
And then we get the, everyone knows it's makeovers, and we get the various reactions of the contestants, including Victoria, who is now an expert on hair texture and types.
Mm-hmm. She's doing the work for them. She is doing it for them. She just doesn't want them to make a mistake with her hair, because that would be embarrassing for the show.
It's also like Victoria's auditioning excuses, because the reasoning behind her later decision changes every single scene.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
And I just want bangs. They're not giving you bangs, Darian.
I wish that's all they gave her. Just one clip in bang.
We also get some Maria backstory.
Woo!
And we see some childhood photos where she says she wasn't attractive growing up, which is hilarious because she looks exactly the same.
She looks literally the same, but smaller.
Mm-hmm. Also, it's literally one of the cutest kid pictures we've ever had. Her at the computer. Like, it's like she knew she was going to be on Top Model one day being the Harvard rep and was like, here's a cute computer photo.
And I don't know if it's editing or if it's what she said, but it seems like the reasoning she doesn't want to cut her hair is because Harvard. Like, she's like, I won't.
That's because the reason for everything for Maria in the show is because Harvard. My favorite mini plot line in this episode is people being worried about Harvard.
So worried about how Harvard appears, where Harvard is, what Harvard is.
Representing
do.
Harvard. Harvard, are you okay? Harvard, do I need to come over? Harvard, you can call me anytime.
Harvard, I haven't heard from you.
Destiny says that Maria is going to be an embarrassment to Harvard. And I'm like, not for the reason you're implying, Destiny. They'll be embarrassed that she did America's Next Top Model and kept saying Harvard a million times.
But can you imagine if Maria were Harvard's most embarrassing alumni?
Tyra went there, apparently.
Yes, they both graduated from Harvard.
Another person that I'm... So I feel like this is the episode where I just have two categories of contestant, ones I enjoy watching and ones I do not. And this is my biggest surprise in a long time, y'all. Mm-hmm. Alyssa gives talking head like nobody's business. And I almost never disagree with her.
The show is sleeping on Alyssa, and I don't understand why, because she's stunning. She's a good model. And yes, she's funny in the interviews.
Yes.
I love when she says about Maria, get the hell out of my house. Get the hell out of my competition. Get at it.
Alyssa's top model. That's what ANTM stands for.
We get 11 seconds of Thebes.
Yes.
Which has slightly more footage than last week, which reveals, I don't know, 3 minutes before we're going to see the makeovers.
Yeah. Well, because you can't even...
But the makeovers, if they all got cramp.
Yeah.
Mad Max makeovers.
My husband, when he and I were watching this, was like, well, would it have helped if they just put the names up? And I'm like, no, because everyone looks the same. And I don't think it's everyone.
Turns out later behind the scenes, it's not.
Jesus,
that conspiracy
Christ.
Theory, just facts.
Actually, I'll just say it now because okay. We are talking about the theme. So Maria leaves this episode. They hadn't filmed the opening credits yet.
Oh my God.
And Maria wasn't there to do it. So they had to change the credits, remove the name so that the fans wouldn't notice.
Oh my fucking God.
And there is something truly, no one here's a fan of Maria on the show, but there is something kind of boss to me about her ruining the opening credits.
That's like my queen of petty.
Yes. She's like, I'm not going to come back for that. Absolutely.
Hear it out.
Yeah. So we head to Christophe Salon, which just so you know, if you ever want to get into the Christophe game, they are franchised like a Subway.
Mm.
But it does, the initial investment is anywhere between $333,300 and $1,023,500. So,
and now's a good time to remind our listeners, anchor.fm/podleadem.
We are opening a Christophe.
Mm-hmm. Style fresh.
I pulled one quote from Christophe's website. He continues to be one of the most prominent figures in the industry and has a Rolodex of references that have enjoyed a great experience at the hands of Christophe's hair styling.
Okay.
Someone also has a subscription to Glamourly.
Also, that's not what you normally put in Rolodexes. It's not no. just references to things.
Not pictures.
No, he's... So the references are the people whose hair he's cutting who are going to give him a good reference in case you also would like to get your hair styled by the hands of Christophe.
So he has an analog LinkedIn.
Christophe was... He goes professionally by Christophe because his last name is Chatterman.
Yeah, fair.
So I would also just use my first name if my last name was Chatterman.
Chatterman, I barely know them.
Only in the shower.
And guess what? Kelly Catrone has some good news.
Before we get to Kelly Catrone, Johnny's hat says Torque. And I was like, I feel like that's a little ahead, but whatever.
I think, oh, remember the show Early Edition?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. So if you never saw Early Edition, it was literally about someone who got tomorrow's paper in advance, but it was predicting the future. That's what Johnny's hats are doing.
Ooh.
Every day he gets a new hat and he's like, well, I guess I'll have to save this person.
Both of them look annoyed already.
Because Tyra was late and they weren't supposed to do this part.
Uh-huh.
When she just strolls in later, I was like, y'all, you can't keep pairing Johnny and Kelly together.
They hate each
other.
They
don't want that.
One of us is here to have a good time and the other is Kelly Catrone. The good news is, for the first time ever, you're going to have the choice of whether you actually want to have a makeover.
Not true. It's not the first time.
You also always had the choice of whether you wanted it or not.
Exactly.
Everyone's always got that choice.
Yeah.
Whether they get it or not.
We're going to give you the illusion of choice that you'll immediately be punished for.
They announced this, and Kristen's micro eyebrow movement, amazing.
And immediately, Kristen starts asking Laura if she's going to do it. You can literally read her lips. And Laura just goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Laura's here to win. I already kicked Leela out of the Tyra suite.
Can you imagine the thought process of being Victoria? Where you're already ready. Well, obviously you can't. That's just a sentence. But let me go on.
We haven't lived for 1,000 years.
Too much knowledge. Where am I today? I'm just hungry for blood. You come to a salon.
And encouraging words, Anna. And encouraging
words. Words of encouragement, mama. You come to a salon. You don't know refusal is an option. So to prepare for potential makeover day, you do the full bump it in your hair.
The hair closer to God.
Closer to mama.
Ooh. So they have giant envelopes that they're going to hand to the contestants after they say yes.
Also, let me say this.
That they're not allowed to open.
Nope.
I did like that they had to choose before they saw what it was.
I do too.
That was a fun little... Of all the props, on America's Next Top Model that have been bad in the past. These are so well designed. Yes. These are the right size. The inside looks good. The outside looks cute. And I'm like, who was in charge of this? Put them in charge of everything.
Look, I hope that PA has like a custom stationery store now. Yes. It looks so good.
They need a papyrus franchise for sure.
Oh, also, Kelly needs to fucking stop it with these snaps. They are getting a lot.
So everyone says yes.
Yvonne says yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yvonne says yes before they ask her. They're like, we had an order.
Until we get to Maria. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say, you could have just said no.
Because here's the thing. I am not mad conceptually. They did tell them they had a choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though it's gaslighting. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a trick. So, it's a trap.
So if Maria had said no in a polite, respectful way, I'd have been like, you shouldn't fault her. You gave her a choice. It's such a strong, bold, creative choice for her to go, hell no.
There are a lot of contestants on this cycle who think being playful and being rude are the same thing.
Perhaps if she went to school at normal ages, she might have learned some social standards.
And it is baffling to see someone's face and know that they think they're being cute when everyone else in the room is like,
And then Kiara, we know, goes right after Maria because she says, mm-hmm. hell yeah. Uh-huh.
Which I can't tell you I wouldn't have at that point. I'm like,
sure.
Then yeah, I'm not dumb.
When it comes to Victoria.
Look, this was my favorite Kelly Control moment.
Sure.
Cutting off the Victoria monologue with a da-da-da-da-da, yes or no, let's move it.
I mean, it was good.
I also love Johnny's half commitment to singing her name. He's like, Victoria.
It was like he thought, oh, am I going to get hit with a copyright violation if I say Victoria?
I just think he was remembering what happened the last time he talked to Victoria one-on-one.
Yeah, the ghost of Shanae Grimes came over and was like, don't do it.
So she's like, no.
Kelly is not pleased, snatches the folder. Mm-hmm.
So we see only a few of these right now.
There's only one that matters to me. And that is what they tell Darian that she is getting.
Yes. This is not a real description of a haircut.
This is impossible because Darian says long, layered bob.
There is something called a lob, which is a long bob.
Correct.
That is not what she gets.
Nope.
And then a bob is very much all the same length.
Correct.
There is no such thing as layering a bob.
It's literally what it means. And also, spoiler, she gets side not part that. Straight hair.
She just gets shoulder length hair. Past her shoulders, I think.
Just slightly. Slightly below shoulder.
Destiny's is a full story time hour because hers is long pieces in front and shaved in the back with camel highlights. Was it supposed to be caramel or camel?
I like to imagine it was supposed to be camel. Because imagine Tyra, your destiny.
How could your vision have possibly gotten lost in translation when that was what you wrote?
Laura gets ice blonde and bleach brows and the face that I froze it at a right moment of Kelly Catrone going, that I sent to Hannah and JW.
Look, I do not share JW's affection for Laura.
Neither do I.
But I do think she's kind of fascinating in that she has the same kind of like insane self-confidence that the judges have hated on other people. Mm-hmm. But because she's sort of quiet about it, goes completely unrecognized.
And I always want to be clear. Affection is a generous word for how I feel about any contestant.
True, true. Laura, who isn't Brooke?
Laura is one to watch.
That's what I'm saying. She's got it.
You know
Laura
what?
Screaming,
I'll give you that.
Laura screaming, I'm happy. You're like, Laura's like, how could I gaslight myself into believing this? Because I would have given you if you had made her blonde.
Sure.
I don't think the skin tone's right for it, but fine. Bleaching this poor woman's brow.
It ends up, spoiler alert, looking like it got blasted off her face.
Yeah. With the lash blast mascara, because the amount of eye makeup that this person enjoys putting on their eyes is intense.
Victoria and Maria get seamied by Kelly.
Except then Tyra swoops in.
Well.
Hair looking terrible.
She looks freshly fucked. This is why she's late, is what she looks like.
And first approaches Darian and basically says, I'm not racist, but our fans are.
I was going to keep your braids. Me,
lies,
Tyra.
Lies. I've always loved braids. Braids? I love them.
Somewhere on the set of Chicago Med, Yaya was like, it makes me so sad because Darian's charming her entire style team.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I was relieved to see black women doing her hair.
Yes.
Yes. And all clearly on Darian's side, we're going to work on this together. We're going to give you something fabulous. End result, meh.
Oh. But it didn't look poor quality.
No.
No, it just looked not
generic.
Flattering.
Yeah.
And she seemed quite happy.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to Tyra's interview with the nose, I just love the moment where someone asks, like, are you getting a makeover? And he's like, I'm bald. Oh, look at this. And I was like,
why don't you get some extensions? Where?
Love
he's
it.
Delightful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's so rare on Top Model for someone to admit that they have a flaw and make fun of it.
And it's not a flaw.
And being bald is not a flaw. You know what I mean,
great.
Though.
Like, no, I know.
Yeah.
So Tyra comes to talk to the nose, and Victoria says...
I know what you mean, but it sounded like you meant like on your face.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I know, that's what I heard too.
Yeah, she comes to talk to the nose. Talk to the nose, because the ears aren't hearing it.
Perfect, Lex.
Victoria says that her grandmother was full...
Her great-grandmother.
Oh, sorry. Was full-blooded Cherokee Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, feather earring. There's something very strange. It gets more and more strange.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe anything she says.
No.
This is very, I was from the South and white, but we need to make us sound fun. So we'll say that a relative that you never met was actually Native American.
She claims that this great-grandmother had hair texture that was similar to hers, which would love to know how she discovered, if in fact she did, which she did not.
Regardless, it all of what Victoria says, regardless, who knows the truth behind mm-hmm. this? Who are we to say?
Sure.
But I will say this. It sounds like she's only bringing it up so that Tyra can't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like Victoria immediately.
Especially because it is followed by, and I'm watching this episode in real time. She gives this excuse and I'm like, oh man, next she's going to bring up Hasidim. And then she goes, and some of my Jewish relatives, and ends the sentence there.
And Tyra's like, I'm defeated by this, Maria. You just seem like a butthole, and that's why you did this.
That, and also my Jewish relatives killed me. I died and had to come back to life.
So she reveals,
great television.
I know.
What a gem of a person for TV.
So it's revealed what their makeovers would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Maria, curly and layers and highlights. Oh my.
So basically nothing.
Nothing. I almost wonder if they switched these in. Mm. And then Victoria, red, long, and curly. No fucking way. Red?
With all that hair? Were they going to shave it off and give her
a
wig?
A wig? Oh my God. Could you imagine if it was just like, oh, Annie wig?
But for some reason, it feels like when Victoria sees the makeover, she realizes that she would have been okay with it, and now she's ever more upset for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I think she just didn't want to lose the length.
Yes. And at some point, after this discussion with Tyra, she takes off all her jewelry and her bump it.
Yeah.
Re-flat irons the hair and sits in a chair to cry. And I'm like, I'm glad you had all this time.
Well, I mean, she wasn't getting a makeover, so she had a lot of time. She was in the salon.
The bleach takes a while.
Yeah, she was in the salon with them.
And then Tyra tells them as she's leaving the table, I wonder what social media is going to say about this. And I said, how is social media going to know unless you just tell them, Tyra?
I'm also staggered by the commitment of having Victoria wear the makeover bonnet in interviews when she doesn't get the makeover.
Maria never did it.
Nope. What's under here? Nothing interesting.
Also, this wet mob boss of like, we'll see you. Like, is that a good decision? I don't know. Mm. It's so strange. And it's not the end of it.
I love that social media is this glooming phantom for all the models, that anytime something, like Tyra's, it's so good for Tyra to be able to say, well, I don't like or dislike this decision. We'll see what social media says. Away.
It honestly feels like that's partly why she did it, because she was tired of having all the responsibility publicly.
Yeah. As though these were voted on by social media.
And it's like Kelly watched this and was like, I don't want to talk to Victoria. I'm coming for Maria. Kelly's like, I've been around Johnny too much. This positivity, ick. I need to get some of my bile out.
As Kelly circles Maria, we go back to the girls, and Kristen gets bangs and shoulder length hair.
Cute.
Yeah, it looks good.
Nice. Looks nice.
It's a nice bang.
Nastasia, same, but refreshed.
Nastasia has a lion's mane, so they make it more lion-y.
They literally... this is the most... most of these makeovers are absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
It is shocking how simple, after all the drama of this, these are.
Kiara gets eyebrows shortening. Eyebrow shortening.
And reshaping on set, maybe.
I want to say a nice Kiara thing. She looks really good with this lip color they gave her.
Yes.
But she basically got the Tiffany cycle for.
Yeah, and she cannot stop touching it in her talking heads.
Petting, constantly petting the new hair like she's a Bond villain holding a small cat.
And then we get Destiny. So Tyra comes up, and there are some confusing bleeps that I worked out later. What she said, because
you can work your way back for sure.
Yeah.
Trigger warning for a slur. Destiny says, I don't want to look like a dyke.
Yep.
Then Tyra says, but aren't you a lesbian? And she says, no, I'm straight. It was but so.
She's bi, I think.
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because so Tyra says, well, you like chicks and you also like guys, right? And Destiny's like, yeah, I have a boyfriend. And then Tyra goes, so what's the problem?
I have a different read of this. I actually really appreciated how Tyra dealt with this.
I didn't disagree with Tyra in a way. It just seemed there was some real unexamined trauma from Destiny that she was not talking about.
I don't think Tyra was expecting the word dyke to come flying at her face.
No, and in the moment, how do you deal with that moment? I don't think Tyra does a bad job. I agree with you,
JW. I liked her saying, but you like chicks, right? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, and boys? Yeah. And she's like, I even have a boyfriend. She's like, okay, well then this is just a haircut.
Just a new way that it's like, I was shocked that it was like, oh, the conversation is no longer, I look like a boy and my boyfriend's going to hate it. It's now like very coded about like, I don't want to look like a lesbian, like one of those lesbians.
Yeah. And look, so Destiny's, look, there's no excuse for the language. Destiny's clearly going through a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And we've seen that basically from episode one.
Yeah.
Stuff, including Destiny, is hard to watch in two respects for me. It's hard because she doesn't feel like she should have been on television.
I agree. No. I don't think she should have made it past whatever psych panel they have.
No. It also just feels like there's such a desperation for finances that's keeping her here doing something that she does not want to really do.
And at least not on camera. At least not in this way.
No.
Yeah. And the haircut she ends up with, because you can tell what the haircut was supposed to be. Still a very popular haircut.
An undercut.
Yeah. But I think because she was so emotional, they didn't do it all the way.
No, because she then
that
has
my assumption.
Josie and the Pussycats level hair flippies in the back.
Well,
this makeover picture.
There were people in the salon, whoever was finishing off the haircuts generally were very into flipped ends.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to the worst offender.
Nope.
But also, I love the sound effect of the sad doom when we get Destiny shot, as if the sound editor's like, oh, wah, wah.
But now it's time for fun, because Kelly decides, hey, Maria, come sit with me.
And Victoria's like, me too? And she's like, no.
I have a very good friend, one of my best friends, who, when we were in college, used to play a game called Secret Bitch, which is the object of the game is to be as mean to someone as possible who deserves it, someone deserving, but in a way that they can't tell that you're being mean. That's the whole point. This is not a secret bitch off. This is just a bitch off.
Because Kelly says, like, well, what if Karl Lagerfeld said you had to change your hair?
The way the scenario she presents makes it seem like Karl Lagerfeld is giving haircuts,
yes.
Which I cannot believe is true.
No, but then she goes, well, then I would, because that's Karl Lagerfeld and you're not Karl Lagerfeld. Just this, like, you're no one, Kelly Catrone. I see right through you. I will give Maria this. I don't like her. She is refuses to be riled by Kelly.
We also find out that smarty Harvard Maria, whose Harvard pals will be so scandalized when they find out she's on Top Model, is already represented by an agency.
So I have this whole confrontation reminded me of when I was about 12, I was in a production of A Christmas Carol. And I was asked, I did an audition to be in this. I was given the role and told to come to rehearsals. And I didn't like it. I didn't like the director. I didn't like the part that I had, anything. So I decided, I was like, I don't want to be in this anymore, and decided not to go. And then I got a call from the director where I was told at 12 that if I didn't come, I would never work in this town again. And it was like,
beautiful.
Elisa Viejo, Orange County, Southern California. Like,
wow.
But 12-year-old. And I think I was like, okay.
Click.
Like, what the fuck? I mean, let 40. Us know, in that particular town, did you ever work again?
No, because there's no theater there.
Well. That is ridiculous to say to a 12-year-old. I will say this. Kelly says a lot of nonsense. Mm-hmm. Kelly can't make a list.
Nope.
I'm not even sure I agree with what she's saying, but the sentence, you're really committed to defending mediocrity, tattoo that across my chest. That is ridiculous. I loved it so much.
Sorry, that was delightful.
Thank you. You can do it on top and bottom.
You're really committed to defending mediocrity.
Exit sentence. Like, save that up for when you're about to walk out.
Oh, yeah.
And then they both do, can you believe this, look straight to camera.
Uh-huh. Then Brittany,
speaking of sitcom stuff,
Brittany gets the most 70s cartoon makeover of
wrote Jetsons.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Flippy orange bob.
Later, when she immediately stops this to it, it's way better.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
I really like Brittany. Her makeover shot is one of, if not the, I will go that far, worst makeover pictures in Top Model history.
And it doesn't help that they put it front row center for some reason.
Ugh.
And then at one point, spoiler, she ends up being the only person in that row.
Those flippy ends.
But also her face is just like, she just got like hit with a gust of wind and she's like, ah! Like an umbrella hit her on the street.
They're all wearing sweatshirts that we see in the credits, paired with satin short shorts.
Mm-mm.
One of nature's greatest fashion crimes.
Alyssa gets nothing. She gets a refresh, literally.
Alyssa definitely did something.
Lila gets the blonde version of her hair.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think this was a correct makeover, and it is so a blip of a thing.
I think it is correct too.
Yvonne gets extensions, except somehow her hair is shorter.
Yeah. How?
Yvonne's before and after. You can't tell me that's not the same photo.
It's the same pose too.
Yep. Looks exactly the same.
And Yvonne was one of the ones that was like, do anything to me.
I saw them putting in extensions. I saw it happen.
I saw extensions. Yeah. But then nothing was different. What happened?
I don't know. Would love to know what her makeover said. Would love.
Temporary extensions. 5-minute extensions.
No, it says cut it short, then make it long. What?
Laura gets the full Lauren Brie. This is not the color for her skin tone.
Mm-mm.
This is one of the worst decisions ever.
Does her t-shirt say vote her off?
It looks like it does.
And that was very confusing.
Imagine
maybe there's an arrow I'm not seeing.
Oh, like it's an I was stupid.
She does think she's on Big Brother.
Can I tell you guys a fun I was stupid t-shirt story?
Please.
Yes.
So one of my electives in high school was we had a print class where you could, it was like the coolest class.
We never had t-shirt printing?
We never had woodworking. We never had metalwork. We never had anything like this. It was a smaller public high school, but one year, luckily when I was a senior, we got a whole t-shirt printing, classic style, man, that ink smelled strong,
yeah,
like kind of thing. And I was enamored by this class.
Of course you were.
And all I wanted to do was make I'm with Stupid t-shirts for everyone, because I thought that was so funny to do something so basic and silly. And so I made them with arrows pointing in every direction imaginable. And I don't know if any of these still exist today. Mine definitely wouldn't fit me, but like I gave those to so many people because I would do work and I was like, instead of paying me, can I just make as many t-shirts as I want? And baby, we had I Was Stupid t-shirts across that school, to the point that some teachers was like, you have to stop making this. Like you're creating.
Of course you committed to the bit.
Oh my God. It was so funny. But one I never did, because this is not funny, is I'm a stupid pointed down at your junk. No.
Now point that arrow at someone else's junk. Fine.
Down and to the left. You're yeah. Like, what?
Sorry, you can cut this. I can't remember what TV show it is where someone, a dumb character, is wearing a shirt and has the man with an arrow pointing up and the legend with an arrow pointing down.
Fantastic.
Someone has to point out that that means it doesn't exist.
Oh. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So Patrick's here and Laura is still pissed.
It's because he's got one beard foil in.
I love the stars shooting out of Patrick. Just every time he moves, yellow stars are just firing off. This is the gig to get, though. Patrick just has to show up, say a poem.
I love Johnny Wujek's face seeing Patrick come in, just be like, what the hell is that?
I could have done this. What are we doing?
And they all know. It's naked time.
Yeah.
Back at the house, Kiara hates Darian because she's fun.
Yes. She's loud for no reason. But to Kiara, you can only be loud for a good reason, like informing people that you're a real bitch. Oh my God.
Kiara also says this because, look, if everyone was asleep and someone was being very noisy, I would also be irritated because you're keeping everyone up. But literally, Kiara says this talking to a group of like 7 or 8 people. Everyone's awake.
Oh, the only person who isn't is Maria, and Maria is awake. She's just fully covered herself with the comforter so the camera can no longer see her.
Yeah.
And then Alyssa, genius that she is like, I will be the messenger. And she says, I related. Like the message. She's like, I relayed the message. I was fine starting the fight, and then I went away.
Look, this fight is so stupid and nothing. That the entire house is just making fun of it as it happens.
I mean, afterwards, when everyone just starts doing their impressions of Kiara, but also Kiara during this whole fight, I'm telling you, now that she has this hair, she's real, real. And that violates Asimov's fourth law of don't tell them they're real. But she is like now petting, and now her whole body language, her whole attitude has changed with this hair.
And I don't know who it was. Who's the Shiro we had in the moment who we can't see when Kiara's about to exit the room? Makes a choice to come back and let everyone know one final time that she is a real bitch. Someone in the room says, "We know. We know." Who was it? I love them.
We're active listeners. And then you said it.
Victoria is not us when she's like, "I don't know why they're all saying they want to be real bitches."
Oh, that's not an argument. What's that supposed to accomplish?
And I just thought Victoria's like,
you can argue all you please, but we need two different theses.
There are rules of debate.
And I think it is Alyssa that goes, I mean, she is a real bitch. And it's like, yeah, we didn't hear what we were saying, Darian and Kiara. We're just yelling, I'm a real bitch. And it's like,
It is kind of classic top model for people to say that they're real, though.
Yes.
Because remember, that's the best thing you can be is real. Mm-hmm. And the worst thing you can be is fake.
It's fake.
I think it's funny. I'm like, the
just
whole
don't pair
genesis
it with bitch.
Is bedtimes.
Yeah.
You can't tell me when to go to bed. Okay.
Also, at some point, Darian's like, I'm staying up till 2 a.m. I was like, I've got a little plan.
I have a schedule.
I want Darian to go around the house just being like, I'm awake. I'm awake. I'm awake. I'm awake.
Oh, no. Don't turn her into Josh Martinez from Big Brother.
Who is this lady painting badly, and why did we focus on her?
Because later, every single person, because I wrote the same note, Lex, and I thought about, and there I was, thinking, did we just interrupt this poor artist? Nope, because later, there's people who are just making charcoal drawings of every nude shot.
I thought it was a contestant in the yard of the house. I was like, oh, we're going to learn a fun new hobby about somebody. And then it was a stranger.
This location was not private enough.
Nope.
It was by like a pedestrian sidewalk.
Like, why would you not do a nude shoot just at their house?
Right.
But I will say, more power to them. None of these contestants seem to care because they are tits out for everything.
Woo!
At one point, Victoria is literally just eating a takeout salad.
Yeah.
Tits out
at Crafty. Yeah, that was a choice.
And I'll say, I was a little surprised, and maybe I shouldn't have been. Maybe I'm doing leaps in logic. A little surprised that Victoria didn't have the slightest hesitation about this.
No one did.
No.
Very interesting. Very free. More power to him.
And then when Rob arrives
and
then says, and we'll get into why this is maybe one of the worst photo shoots ever, but saying, wow, everyone looks so different today. No, they don't. Most of them barely got any change at all. You can be like, hey, Brittany, you look pretty different. Well...
Johnny's hat says coach.
Love it. Why? I wish it just said nude.
No, I think it goes into his relationship with Tony Duran, the photographer who started me in the fashion world and gave me a chance. Nowhere can you find that Tony Duran says outright that they are gay. But they did an interview because they were the photographer for Dudestad, which is the naked rugby players in France. And to one of the questions of what turns you on, he goes on this whole thing about like confidence. Confidence is what turned me on. But then says, I'm all about textures and smells. I can remember the smell of Tom Evans' cologne from months ago. I own it myself now because it stirred my senses. I am a very driven person with huge goals. Meeting completely unexpected goals gives me a big Woody. The ability to praise and elevate others turns my crank.
Turns my crank?
To be able to inspire, the ability to work my ass off until I drop, but then get a great night of sleep can rival sex for me. In a lot of ways, it is sex.
Well, I will say a great night of sleep, sure.
Yeah.
But like, turn my crank is one of the odder things we've ever had someone say.
Woody is the
But he does, to give the show a little bit of credit, he does a lot of nude photography. So you bring in someone that does nude photography.
To your point about this location not being private enough, it almost seems like they didn't have permission to shoot there because they have to go so fast and furious.
It's almost like school too. Was about to get out.
But like a little guerrilla film shoot or something.
Yes.
So they are not only going to be nude.
Which is the theme. Like, that's it. They're just like naked outdoors.
Yep. But they're all going to be posing with Rob. Nude with a permanent judge. Yike. Forever.
Who is not really that professional. To be like Frank, he's a new model too. He does not have the skills to make this.
No, there is a scenario in which you could bring in a model who has a lot of experience shooting nude, who could say helpful things and put people at ease on camera.
I'll go back to Fabio. It was great. Even though they weren't nude, it was still sexual situations and everyone loved Fabio.
Yes.
But when every comment that he makes is like, y'all are sexy, you're not sexy, you're hot, you're that's all he ever comments on. I don't want to pose nude with that person who is in charge of my fate in the competition.
Well, and we'll see the results later. He's not good at modeling, at least not in this context.
No. And they also, it's not only nude shoots, but it's very close.
Yes.
Sometimes the model is at his body's mercy.
Yeah.
Very much feels like there should be some kind of intimacy coordinator.
Oh, that's why Brian Boy's here, right?
No. Brian Boy's here to look at things. That's what he says.
Brian Boy's sometimes here to be corrected by Johnny, which I found amusing.
It almost feels like production was like, Johnny isn't mean enough on set. What if we send Brian Boy to set?
Honestly, though.
When they could have just kept Maria around.
Well, Maria, okay. If this is a sensitive word to you, I'm sorry. But Maria has had enough, and she flatly calls Kelly Catrone a cunt.
And this is far too much for Alyssa and Destiny.
Woo!
Wild that that's Destiny's line all of a sudden.
Do you remember, though, the word cunt used to be a much bigger deal.
Yeah.
Much.
I know I tend to be a little bit more prudish with language. To me, it still is. Like, it is not a word that I try very hard not to use it. It's still a word that I have many friends that's like, do not say that to me.
Sure.
Do not call me that. That is an absolute line with me. So it's still, and very currently, and for me, again, a little unfortunately, because again, I think it's a mainstream slang thing that's gotten, is people just calling like shoes that word and whatever.
Oh, sure.
And I know that comes from like
ball culture.
Exactly. Like, I'm not criticizing the original.
Well,
culture
I would say
that has
she's
it,
not using
like,
it in that format either.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely not.
Well, and it is one of those words that should never be empowered for everyone to say.
No.
Yeah. Exactly. And so, and off, clearly, she was using it to be like, how mean can I be?
And I think more like, I think you can tell that it was less accepted at the time that this was filmed because generally this has been a swear heavy house.
These
contestants have not been shy about cussing. Not a one. As
not
we
one.
Saw earlier in
with
the
Destiny.
I like how you said cussing.
Kissing.
But then Alyssa says, my backup quote in the sense that I knew I couldn't say it because it would have been like, we can't say this at the top of the episode. But she says, call me a bitch, call me a hoe, call me anything. But you call me a cunt? Ooh.
Yeah. Ugh. But it furthers my love for Alyssa because Alyssa does her The Office style, like straight to camera, like, y'all are catching this, right? Like, she can't win the show.
I'm shocked that they kept it in the show.
I think they wanted us to hate Maria.
But it's like, you all didn't have to work that hard.
No, it's Kelly Catrone and also Maria. And
I think they were worried that last cycle.
Oh, because of
people were not necessarily on Kelly's side. So they were like, no, this time when a contestant quits and the last thing you saw was a confrontation with Kelly Catrone, you're going to be on Kelly's side.
Yeah.
And it works. I'm more on Kelly's side.
I don't like either of them.
I'm more on Kelly's side.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a choice I love to pick between. I'm saying if I had to choose, Catrone gets a point.
So while the photography is happening and more people seem showing up because y'all, there is so many people just hanging around on these shoots now.
Everybody is watching the shoots, which is not shocking, but they're all so up in it. There's no distance. They are right behind the photographer.
And while they're doing that, everyone else is having topless brunch. Mm-hmm. And Victoria allowed someone to curl her hair.
Because she's brave.
Can we talk about a funny moment and then a moment that I want to get y'all's read on? Yvonne during hers, when they say, oh, cover Rob's eyes. And she literally puts her full hand over his eyes.
I thought it was amazing.
Fantastic. And then when they spoke to Brittany, when Johnny and Tony spoke to Brittany, did it seem like she had just been crying?
I didn't get that.
I didn't. No.
I don't know. Her eyes seemed a little red, but maybe it's just her hair is reflecting in her eyes now.
Yeah. But, well, or she might be slightly sensitive because they have her fully lit.
It is very sunny.
Mm-hmm. And those white steps are just flinging it back at them. Just like, why did we need an action shot with a model that I don't trust to catch me?
A jumping shot on stone near steps.
Why? Why was this necessary?
Why would you ever do this in a nude shoot?
Because they weren't filming, because they weren't shooting while she was jumping. They were only shooting once she was in his arms.
They do a lot of stuff that's such a bad choice. They wet Darian's hair.
Kiara's fucking picture.
Whose concept was this?
Imagine you're Kiara and you get set up. You've been watching everyone else because everyone's watching everyone. And you're like, oh, cool. It's just two of us kind of standing in a thing, whatever. And then you have to ring around the rosy.
Around the butt plug topiary.
I just also, before we get too far away from it, want to say that Rob's modeling advice to Yvonne was, imagine you're looking at something and focus on it.
Fantastic.
Thank God he's here.
I did think it was funny that they also had to blur one of the charcoal drawings. Why show it? Why show the clip?
Yeah. Leela has to toss herself backwards naked into a bush.
So dangerous.
So then Maria gets Johnny and tells him, I want to quit. And he is like, are you sure? But not in a pressury way.
No, if you were going to quit to anyone, she picked right.
Correct.
Send me Johnny.
And then she she does quit. And then we get a mid-episode fade out.
I love a mid-episode fade out. It's meaner somehow than the two at the end.
Yes.
And then Johnny later, it's skipping ahead just a little bit, but he's like, so you notice someone's not here. They're all like, yay.
I think, oh my God, Laura and Kristen are literally like, good, about time.
Laura's like, I love my hair and I love that Maria's gone.
The hypocrisy of Rob saying that being pretty isn't enough to Kristen is fucking wild when you literally admitted that that's what your whole thing was.
Yeah.
Look, does Kristen do enough generally as a model? No.
No.
In this particular photo shoot, is she perched atop his shoulders, unable to move without risking injury? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
She got one of the worst, hardest, most difficult and dangerous positions. What is she really to do?
Oh my God. Are we going to talk about what? Thank God Johnny was there on set.
Yes.
Yes. I was just about to. Mm-hmm. So at the end, who's the model? I forget that.
Victoria. Victoria comes to set, fully activated.
Big hair.
Ready to convince everyone that she should not go home.
Yep.
Does a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Has one of the easiest setups.
Yeah.
Also true. But she does great.
But does a great job.
She gets to sit on a bench.
Uh-huh.
And then Johnny also tries to get to, because I think Johnny likes Victoria enough that he's trying to excuse
away. As long as she
doesn't
talk.
Because he goes, I feel like your makeover was inside.
I think he likes her as long as he gets to end the conversation.
Yes.
He's like, you're a kook. I've had enough. Bye. But they're getting to the end of Victoria's shoot.
It's steamy.
It is steamy.
Yeah.
Nola, to give Rob the littlest bit of credit, he does not appear to be pushing things. It seems to be sort of naturally evolving.
Just because I think he mostly just, I don't think that's necessarily him resisting. I think he doesn't do anything. So, but sure, he wasn't pushing it.
Correct. And then Tony yells, kiss him, kiss. And thankfully, Johnny Wujek is there to immediately be like, no kissing, don't listen to him.
Immediately too, just like snaps
no,
into
don't.
Because I'm going to say it. Historically, I feel like our ex-creative director would have just let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And I really...
He did, with Nina.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's more examples, too. But I was really appreciative of how quickly that stopped. And the tone was not a tone we had heard from Johnny so far. It was very
not
like
playful.
No kissing, don't listen to him. Like very quick.
I feel safe on a Johnny set.
Yeah. Well, mostly.
As most. And I will say this, the one thing I don't like that Johnny does, and I think it was of the time, but I don't like it. He tells a lot of the women of color to bring their flavor to the photo shoot.
He does like the word flavor. And flavor.
Sure. It's like, but I'm just like, I'm like, I think we were better. We felt okay saying that, but it's not the best look.
I wonder if Katy Perry was just constantly saying that. And it's just like, he learned the language from
She's
her.
She's just like, I'm cotton candy flavor. So this is where I think this is Alyssa's least good look when talking about Maria.
Yeah, sure. As I wrote in my notes, oh, Alyssa, Tyra never graduated from college.
Oh, my God. So we're back at the house, and we're all talking about Harvard and Maria.
I love how there is absolutely no one who cares that she's gone.
No, everyone's like, good. She was a butthole. And then Destiny starts talking about now she can't wear things. Ding, feather earring. And she says, I really just wish I could wear pretty things, and then is wearing the sparsest, purplest feather boa that is molting actively, being like, I can't be girly anymore. And I'm like, that's
her thing.
Hideous.
She very specifically says she's not girl enough / girly enough for these various things that they're playing around with and dressing up in.
It makes me so sad.
It's amazing that, and we spoke about it during her makeover too, but having watched now into the 19th cycle of this show, makeovers have always been something where some sort of, and maybe I'm being too academic about this, but some sort of gender euphoria, dysphoria, societal expectations, relationship expectations have always been at the forefront. And almost every cycle, someone's had some sort of acknowledgement of that being something that worries them, concerns them, upsets them, makes them feel a certain way.
Yes.
And it's almost like it's the only thing in Top Model that feels like it truly doesn't change.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, I think part of that is
what they talk about changes a little bit.
Yeah. I think part of it is there is so much autonomy in hair a lot of the time. And so,
yeah, the first thing you really get to make choices about as you grow up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of identity gets put into it, and a lot of like choice, ability to choose, and when that choice gets taken away. And so I think that kind of plays into it as well. But I agree, though, that there is, I agree, you weren't that, you weren't too academic when you were talking about, because I think all of those play in to it. I mean, it's only been fun one time, and that was when Kayla got red hair, and she's like, the one thing my girlfriend said was don't get red hair. Like, that was
fun. Funny because she clearly was joking.
Yes.
I think the other problem, and this is not something I think the show did intentionally, but whenever this happens, there's a lot of language of you have to embrace the makeover, you have to embrace this new thing, you have to really sell it. So the contestants end up feeling that they have to change their entire presentation.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
When really the best thing you can do is just be like, okay, I'm still me just with this haircut. I'm going to wear whatever the hell I want to wear and make myself feel good.
Yeah. I get it. And the show also loves to say, like, it's not about you. You're
your blank canvas.
Let me say this. Where can I purchase these poker suit poofs? I don't know why they're in a college theme house, but I love them.
But what's so weird about it is it's all the sides are the same suit. So if you were rolling the dice, you would be like, I guess it's going to be hearts because it's always hearts.
Lex, with you, it is always hearts.
Aww.
Victoria starts to get an allergic reaction from going too long without talking to her mother.
Her mother has not been looking at these pictures. There is no way.
Her mother is living. Look.
Her best
her mother
life.
Finally gets to go out in the daytime because Victoria is away. She doesn't have to constantly be chatting up strangers who no one will miss. She's doing things. She's got hobbies now.
She's knitting.
Yeah, the more we get to hear from Victoria's mother, the more I'm like, Victoria's mother does not have the same relationship with Victoria that Victoria has with her
Victoria's
mother.
Victoria's mom is Victoria's best friend, but Victoria is not Victoria's mom's best friend.
That's Elaine.
Can I? I love, hold up, my favorite quote is, you want me to keep on going? And she goes, well, yeah, can ya?
Can conspiracy theory. This is the first time Victoria's used a telephone because she hangs up before her mom says bye.
In front of the whole thing.
Like she's in a movie.
And to be fair, why would she need to use a telephone? She is talking to the only person she ever needs to talk to ever.
Look, she learned how to send a telegram and then she never progressed.
It's just wild because she just gets on and screams and the mother sounds normal and then she's so like
I think in Victoria's mind the only reason she has to hang up is if they're being torn apart. Yeah. But this time no one was waiting to use the phone.
Imagine the other contestants at this point are just like, if Victoria goes to that phone booth, just let this play out.
The panel photo is V jockstrappy. Mm-hmm. And he is doing absolutely nothing.
If it was just Tyra, I think I would like the photo fine.
Yeah.
But in like many of the photos we're about to see, he makes things actively worse.
And spoiler alert, now Brian Boy is sitting on the judging panel.
Honestly, God bless him though, because if he had to stand every episode,
long.
He got a
stool. Be like, it seems like we can put another white circle chair, guys.
Can I get another cafe set up?
Tyra's dress is see-through?
It should be said, her hair is finally not disgusting.
It's dry in a fishtail braid. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I like the hair.
But
the dress is weird. It's just weird.
You can see her
stocking.
Bra.
Yeah, fully.
And she's not wearing panties. And
it's like the see-through panels were supposed to be in a different place and she like twisted the dress around or something.
And too much eyeshadow blasted on her face.
She saw how much Laura had on and she was like, I'll show her.
We get some very intense drum heavy music for the prizes.
And why is Kelly so sad? Because she heard Maria's what Maria gone. Called her.
She wanted to kill Maria and didn't get the chance.
And we learn there is no challenge score because makeovers.
I wish they had found a way for there to be a makeover score.
In the description of the episode on Amazon, it says makeover challenge. It says challenge after makeover.
Also, you could have just ranked the pictures or something. Like, there's a way to do
this. You could have done that. You could have given a 10 or a 0 if they chose yes or no. Well,
and we are spending so little time, as said before, on previously and credits. We could have had a good old-fashioned panel room challenge.
Right.
We don't even have private panel anymore. Give us a little panel challenge.
Mm-hmm. That's because we have private captions, but we'll get to it. Mm-hmm.
Laura's first. She has the most bronzer on at panel.
Raccoon eyes. The eyes of a raccoon.
And she is here to tell them, I love this makeover. I love this.
I love it. I love me.
And if it wasn't for her hand, this would have been one of my favorites, if not my favorite. I think her face looks great in this.
She looks a little dead to me.
I think that's because
she looks like she's a corpse. Yeah.
I think her face looks stunning and it's different than we've ever seen her before.
Yeah. I have a question though. How the fuck were these posted on Facebook? But then spoiler alert, I realized how they were posted on Facebook because we get some wild photoshopping in a minute. But I was just thinking like, these are not Facebook appropriate.
Mm-mm.
But I think, yeah, I think these two hands are wild. And also she's in the fountain?
Fountain. In the fountain was such a weird choice.
This one kind of reminds me of the photo shoot they did in the cycle where there were statues come to life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can
and
see
he
that.
It does kind of look like he just finished creating her.
Sure.
And now she's like waking up or something. I just, mm-hmm. This one gave me a story while the rest of them, the story was, I'm nude.
Sure. Darian comes up and the quote that they have underneath her when she walks up, kind of like she has no eyeballs from Alex.
Well, and then you do see it. And her left eye is so far to one side that she does get that Aurora Monroe kind of eyeball moment.
Was there some kind of fisheye effect?
Yeah,
on
what
this
the
lens?
Fuck is going up on this arm?
This?
Yeah.
Arm and Rob's hand.
What? I don't understand how they made it happen.
Her arm is one of the weird. It looks like a Photoshop fail.
Yes.
Brian Boy calls her Duran.
He does call her Duran.
Like Duran.
Duran.
Barbarella's boss.
Kelly says that she looks harsh and rugged from the neck up.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
What the hell are you looking at?
Her wet hair.
I thought this was fine.
I think it was not that bad.
I thought it was not great, but clearly middle of the call out for me.
But Rob, when he says, you know, he's trying to give some non-critique, and he goes, because your lips are so, and Darren goes, and he can't find the word, and Darren goes, big? Are we looking for big lips?
And this is for next episode, spoiler. When they show the screen of comments scrolling about Darian, they are all positive.
Interesting.
And we then don't see this screen going forward. They're doing some active production choices. Even in the editing.
Which is a shame because I really like the moments when we are allowed to see the fans disagree with the judges. I think they're really interesting, and I think it only would have helped the show if they had sort of embraced that and said, oh, you know, different voices, whatever. People are going to see a lot of different things.
Yeah. Again, a lot of the idea of what they wanted to do with giving the fans of a voice, I agree with as a concept.
Right.
Oh, but it is executed in exactly the worst way.
The worst way.
Yeah.
Tyra also gives Darian the note that she's pushing her face too hard, which is so frustrating when that was all the photographer told her to do.
Yeah.
Also, this end result photo, I don't feel like the face is pushed.
No, it feels chill.
Yeah.
Kiara is up next, and this fucking, I know we talked about it, this setup is so stupid.
Yeah, I don't even know how you could.
So, I mean, this isn't on Kiara.
No!
That's the thing. The scores for this photo are going to be wildly disparate, and it's tough because this is a terrible photo.
This is terrible.
Just silly. It's just silly. But you don't want to give Kiara a low score because she didn't do the setup. She's doing as well as she can with the position she was put in. I don't know how I would score it.
No, it's a null score. It's just fault. There's no.
I'll say this as a positive. Her profile.
Sure.
That is one hell of a cheekbone.
Mm-hmm. I didn't need Brian Boy's op-ed piece saying Pocahontas on steroids.
No, that was when I cordially invited him to fuck off.
Yeah. Because now he's like, ooh, I get to be with Kelly Catrone. We're going to like bookend.
That's the bad part about him sort of
sitting there
judging the panel. Is
yeah,
now
he feels slightly the need empowered to judge.
Yeah. When all he should do is read the social media stuff.
Yes.
Correct.
But Tyra giving this photo a 9.
Are you because of Ron?
Is wild.
I think because Tyra was course correcting because she realized the photo was so undoable.
That's what I felt too. That's what I felt as well.
It's because you'll notice Tyra always goes last.
Mm-hmm.
Rob sometimes goes first and Kelly often goes first.
Yeah.
But Tyra always goes last. And I think that's...
Rob has to go second because he needs to hear what Kelly's going to say. Because most of the time he just copies her.
Sometimes he goes first though. It gets more yeah. of a variety. I think Tyra, I love the idea that Tyra's actually really good at quick arithmetic and Maybe. Is sitting there like, and I'm 9.
Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like.
It feels like,
oh, if I don't do something, this person is gonna go home. Or sometimes if I don't do something, this person is not going to go home.
Victoria's next. She immediately apologizes. Tyra says, that wasn't necessary, but also thank you. It was necessary. It was a trick.
It was your opening quote, Hannah Jane. It was such a well-deserved opening quote because Tyra basically saying, you don't, absolutely don't need to apologize. I love that you apologized. What is the message?
I would never
Victoria?
Ask you to apologize, but I really appreciate that you're humbled. Great.
And it works. It works for Victoria.
It does.
Also, what works for Victoria? This photo.
Oh, yeah.
Not Once again,
Rob, really.
Just take Rob right out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easily photoshopped out, I feel like.
The one problem I have is it's a little peekaboo butthole because...
Look, the bench was cold.
Yeah, sure.
Surprise, Facebook.
But yeah, she looks stunning here.
Mm-hmm. Regal. Elegant.
Hair forward, which is funny after all the hair drama.
There's also like a animalistic, like there's like a old witch, like not old, but like old world. Like there's this like ferocity in it without it being like, grr. I don't know. There's something really cool about it. Rob literally ruins every picture he's in.
Yes.
I guess I never think he ruins them. I think he doesn't make them better.
Sure.
See, for me, it's like you look at the photo and then you say, oh, it's good. And then you imagine taking Rob out for me. Yeah. And I say, oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually good.
Because where is he looking? Far away. At something far away.
Well, this is what you do when you're modeling. You imagine that you're looking at something. And then you focus on it.
Hey, he's taking his own advice.
From curly H to tippy T was great.
It was. We didn't talk about it before, but Tyra had a really good moment when Rob said that he and Laura looked like a Greek god and goddess. And she goes, what's your name, Rabetheus?
Weirdly, I think because of Dumb Dumb Rob and Meanest Sin Kelly Cattrall, this cycle so far, Tyra's been her coolest.
Yeah, yes. She just looks the worst, but she has been the coolest.
Yeah. Yes.
She's been in a while. Next, we have Brittany. I don't like this picture.
Oh, I do.
Oh, I love this one. Really? It's my top photo of the week.
It's my top photo as well, especially if you imagine Rob not being there.
Maybe that's what the problem is.
Like, just put your hand up.
This.
Let me see.
Face.
Okay.
This face.
Sure.
Is so stunning. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting. And it's a nose up shot that I think works.
Yeah,
this photographer loves an up the nose. We got a couple of them. This is the best one. I think she looks amazing. And she looks so different.
She doesn't look like herself. Mm-hmm. In a good way. He ruins it for like.
Yeah, just take him out.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I was blinded by, because he's also foregrounded.
Yeah. I think her hair looks amazing here.
Yeah.
You can see these interesting shapes in her lips and her eyes. Mm-hmm. And I think her top hand is actually very well done where it covers.
Yeah, the bottom hand just sucks, but that's because Rob's hand is there. So
she was pushing him away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was my favorite of the week as well.
Destiny is next. And she is told, even though Tyra was at the salon while getting her makeover, they didn't get it right. So you're now going to get a new makeover of honey blonde and bleached brow. That's what you got, right? Long pieces in front, shaved in the back.
This was so confusing, as if they handed her the wrong card. And also, I like the idea, as soon as they said bleached eyebrows, that this, she was supposed to get what Laura got, and Laura's supposed to get, and Laura's back there like, excuse me?
Long pieces in the front? Camel highlights? You know what I like about this photo? That we learn that Rob has zero butt. The dermal piercing looks like a tear. This is weird. This is another fisheye. Her legs look wild. And this feet picks for free. I don't know if I...
It looks like she's on a slide at a playground and Rob's telling her to stop.
And she's like, no!
To me with my toddler, honey, you have to go now. People are behind us. We have to let other kids use the slide. No, I don't want to go.
She's just not doing anything. It's not the worst picture, but it's like nothing.
It's very sleepy.
I appreciate the way her hands look delicate on the arm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's sometimes hard to do. We've seen some weird hands in this one. Yeah.
Kristen is next.
Such a weird way to pose to people.
She looks so uncomfortable.
And yet, if I just look at her face.
Stunning.
It's so gorgeous. And weirdly, I think this is the best picture of Rob.
Yes.
It is.
But like, why would you just not have her seated on the banister behind him?
I don't know.
Very similar.
I don't know why he's fireman carrying her. And
it's just that hand holding up her whole head.
Head. And she looks like, ow.
But her face,
stunning,
incredible. Yeah.
And I think the hand on his face is pretty good too.
Yeah,
this looks like he wanted to bicep curl, like show off his arms.
But if you're gonna hire Rob, that's what I would want to see too. Like, it's like, again, this is the best Rob of what we're gonna get from Rob. I literally don't remember his last name. What's his last name?
Evans.
Great.
Leela's next. This is very, like, I don't know, 90s Calvin Klein to me.
I think she looks pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I wish he weren't in it, although he is a pretty good boob blocker, but.
Brian Boy says the fan told named Desiree. I couldn't get past what he said because he's called someone Desiree. I like that she's the center of the photo.
I do too.
The only problem is, like, I mean, for me, it's like it feels like an actual ad for something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good. She's bringing a lot of atmosphere.
Yeah. It's very fragrance ad, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes.
And I think it shows that the makeover was the correct one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even though everything's in black and white. Did we mention that? They're all in black and white. Yeah. I think it's good, though.
Yeah, something about this also feels a little Tyra shooty.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yet she wasn't the photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly gives it a 7 for some fucking reason.
She says that Leela isn't womanly enough in it.
Because she doesn't have a chest?
Yeah, I think that's the implication, yes.
Mm-hmm. But also, that it wasn't like that was the brief, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, the brief was just be nude.
There were certain expectations of certain bodies, as we're about to get to very shortly.
Oh, yeah.
That are frustrating, demeaning, upsetting. Take your pick.
Yvonne is next in that vein.
Mm-hmm.
This is not it.
This is not the photo. This photo is so different.
No, it's wild.
From every other photo. Even Kiara's like crazy ring around the bush felt like it happened in the same universe as the other pictures.
Mm-hmm.
The vibe in this photo is entirely different.
And spoiler for next episode, Yvonne agrees with what Hannah just said. And Yvonne is embarrassed that they chose this. Mm-hmm. And this was what she was trying to avoid.
And I'm pretty sure, look, if they had shown this from the waist up, okay.
Sure.
I could see it. I could see it being part of this campaign, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
And that would have made sense. She's got a beautiful face. I think her face looks very beautiful here.
Mm-hmm.
The body position is just awkward. It's just crazy.
It feel like Yvonne, it was communicated to Yvonne that they were shooting full body.
No, it did not.
Yeah. And it's just odd because we haven't seen really the underwear of anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing you look at in this photo.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that she is the only plus size model and they want to make it all about her butt. I agree with her. Jesse's gone, so. It's just strange. And it's like, there's this whole language of embracing your curves and showing off your body. And these are all things on their surface where you're like, yes, empowerment, all different kinds of bodies, all these things. But nobody is saying to the rest of the average size models, oh, really work your thinness.
Mm-hmm.
The language and expectations are very different.
But don't be too sexy.
Another thing that just hasn't changed that much on Top Model.
No.
No matter how much they want us to believe it has.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad we heard from Skinny Megan from New York about how Yvonne was letting her down.
I love the language, though, that it's never the fans. It's your fans. As if each person got 500 fans dedicated to them that are only voting on their photos.
And it's like a straight up down.
Yeah, you had to pick. You had to, like, draft.
Yeah.
The
Yvonne heads are mad this week.
The Mevons.
Oh.
Nastasia is next.
And get ready for her storyline, for I'm guessing the rest of the cycle is that she looks short in photos.
I don't think she looks that short in this photo.
Me either.
Consider that giving a tiny human enormous hair would make her look smaller.
Like, literally the trick of drag queens.
And I love that Tyra, who's done a petite cycle of the show, still says, petite's only bad when you're supposed to be tall. What are we doing?
And I like it. She looks like Nick in this photo.
She does look like Nick in this photo. The angle of this photo is weird.
It is.
It looks like they
fell down. Models fell down.
I just really want to know where the camera was in relation to that.
I have no idea.
Like, it's like it's a drone camera, but it's super close.
And wasn't Nastasia the one that was having to jump into Rob Evans's arms?
Uh-huh.
So now it looks like they fell after he caught her. And also, it looks like he's pulling her one arm out of the socket.
It also looks like she's trying to get him away from her, like she's about to knee him in the tum.
But I think she looks pretty great in this photo.
Yeah.
I like it as a photo for her. It's not like my favorite, but I put it in the top half.
Yeah.
I love her face.
Yeah. Alyssa is next. And the photo that we see on screen and the photo that we're looking at now are very different for one big reason, because the Photoshop blur tool that they've used to erase her breasts, who did that? It was like his skin tone they cloned the color from, and then just like bloop, 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 bloop.
And she looks stunning in this photo.
Oh, gorgeous.
And once again, Rob ruins it.
Yeah, just get him out of there. Arm. Once again, he's there to block boobs.
I refuse to even talk about Rob in this photo because Alyssa...
Gorgeous.
...is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Her face is immaculate.
Mm-hmm. And it really feels like
and it really
a
looks
caught
great.
Moment.
Yes.
I mean, I actually let out a tiny little gasp when this appeared on screen. Also because of the blur, but...
Yeah, the blur was wild.
I was like,
what the hell? Also, fun thing about why we might have gotten rid of the scrolling comments behind them. The lines that separated the comments did not move. So the comments scrolled through the line breaks.
I believe zero of these are real. This is also the problem of watching it today, because this was still in standard but widescreen. Like, it's very unclear what this was shot in, because last cycle I was like, oh, British Invasion was our first one in HD. I think I was wrong. I think it was the first one in wide which is weird, because you try, if you pause, good luck reading any of these things.
Yeah,
no.
Let's talk about, before we go to call out order, Jesse's photo. What the actual hell is this photo?
I mean, this would have been my worst photo, I think.
No. By far. I mean, part of the funny thing is that Rob looks like he's imitating her to make fun of her.
Her eyes are fully closed.
Lex has a beautiful dog named Greta. And if Greta is in like an ecstasy of getting pet, this is the face she makes.
And she's also a bad model. She refuses to take a good photo.
Yeah, Jesse's not going to be, I think, a big contender for the Battleback system.
It is really funny. When they tell Yvonne that she's got to be known for something, so it might as well be her butt. And then to not feature Jesse's butt, if that's your line.
This makes her butt look teensy tiny.
Anyway, smell you later, Jesse. I don't think you're going to.
Probably not bringing your photo back.
And Tyra at some point goes, I've been doing a lot of inhaling lately. And I'm like, I hope so.
That's how life works.
It's how breathing.
In her photos.
Call out order. Victoria is first. And Tyra says, or implies, that Victoria is getting multiple keys to the Tyra suite. Fascinating.
Yeah. I guess technically she gets one for her buddy, which, well, we'll Victoria, can't wait to talk about that.
Fan score of 6-2. So, to JW's point, they're slightly moving up a little bit.
Yep.
Brittany is second.
Let me talk about this, because I didn't note all the fan votes. I only noted them when, to me, they were surprising.
Sure.
Yes.
Brittany, this vote only getting a 4.9 seems weird.
It's not really getting talked about so far. People don't like Brittany.
It's weird.
The fans are not enchanted by her.
Yeah.
Alyssa, third with a 5.9. Mm-hmm. Leela, 6.2. Laura, 6.0. Nastasia, 6.1. Kristen, 6.9.
Still the highest by far.
People love Kristen. And in next episode, and get ready for it, y'all, when they talk about it's just a victory to beat Kristen's fan score, it's so funny that Kristen is the social media as Marie that you're just trying to beat.
Destiny, 5.1. And a Kiara, 4.1.
4.1. I mean, look, that's a crazy picture, but... Woof.
It's a problematic bottom four.
Yeah.
Fans.
Yeah. Because Nastasia and Alyssa, theoretically, are people of color. Like, they are people of color, but they're very light skinned.
Mm-hmm. And then, well, hey, and don't forget Victoria.
Well.
Well, and that's just the thing, too, is social media is just too much quiet part loud, because, I mean, Darian existence on the show alone and then being like, hate the braids. Also, you got rid of the braids and we still hate her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Darian v. Yvonne.
When
Tyra tells Yvonne that the reason she's bottom two is that even though Tyra liked the photo, the fans didn't and neither did the other judges. So that's why you're here.
Not me. Don't blame me, Tyra.
And what's so funny is that this, what's about to happen is what you want from this cycle, theoretically. If you're Tyra, if you're the producers, they both have a total of 16 right now. The social media, the fans are going to decide this. And yet, as an audience member watching this episode, you know who's going to lose, because we have heard not one sentence from Yvonne this entire episode. We have been given Darian's life story, so you know who's going home.
Mm-hmm. So it's also kind of a tie.
This is so frustrating, because as you said, it's also basically a tie. Just keep Darian on. Maria went home,
right?
Wouldn't this not be the perfect excuse to just have her stay another week? And that's clearly what Darian thinks is about to happen, because why wouldn't you?
Yep. Why wouldn't you have said it last week? Mm-hmm. So now it feels like conspiracy theory, there's now this like weird thing where they knew they were going to have to take pictures because they were posting it online. But then maybe the battle back system was never going to happen, but they still have an episode count. So now it's this new thing because there is this world where they were never going to bring anyone back.
Yes.
Sure.
Well, and the timing of this announcement seems very strange, as you said, Lex, because if it happened in the first episode, great. I could also see a world in which they don't tell them until they get to the episode where they bring someone back.
Sure.
That being said, I want to comment first of all. I agree with you, Hannah. Mm-hmm. What a great time to save both of them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Lost Maria to be like, and it was a tie, so both of you get to stay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wow. The fans saved one of you, but who?
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever.
But now Tyra's also making the masses the most important people ever.
But then I get why they waited to tell Darian, because Darian's your person to tell this to.
Sure.
True.
If you had told Jesse this, she'd have been like, cool beans. Darian gets jiffable reaction.
Well, because it's cruel. Because the way Tyra talks about it, it's like she's going to save her. And then she doesn't. And it's like, she crumbles.
But I still say from a producer, I'm not saying it's not sure, that, but sure. From a producer standpoint, I see why they were like, okay, now that we have someone who's going to react to this, I get it. Because if Maria had been eliminated, you wouldn't be like, okay, let's wait another week.
Yeah.
Imagine telling Maria she had the chance to come back. Ugh,
no.
No, thanks.
No, fuck everything. Yeah. Fuck you. Johnny, you're cool. And fuck you.
I'm out.
Deuces.
Private captions. New alert. Because we don't have private panel anymore. But no. At the end of every episode now, there's a secret caption. That is not accompanied by voiceover.
No voice.
Secret caption.
Secret. What's my secret? There's a caption at the end of every episode. And this one is, Darian's story continues right now on CWTV.com.
Oh, and for anyone asking, we're not going to seek these out.
No.
So we got a double.
We did it. Finally, the first time ever.
Yep, we did it for Maria Tucker. Perfect. She does have a fascinating update because she did a career switcheroo to something, to me, unexpected. So she's retired from modeling, did it for a while, currently living in the San Francisco Bay Area, and has worked for a while for a lot of tech companies, okay? But then, recently, in 2020, she graduated from Le Cordon Bleu in London and then got her patisserie diploma from the, I'm going to butcher this, Ecole Ritz-Escoffier, a culinary school at the
Ecole
Ritz.
Ecole Ritz-Escoffier.
Love it. The culinary school at the Ritz in Paris in 2021. And her LinkedIn is now pastry chef. So that is 100% what she is doing now. And good for her for finding a passion and switching up.
I do think it's funny that she found two more degrees to get.
Yep.
I mean, three seemingly.
That's what we should have had. That's what we should have had as a contestant who was like, and I've been in pastry school.
Oh my God, so could you imagine?
She's got some trivia though, because she's interesting in a lot of ways. First of all, she's the third contestant to quit outside a panel. Mm-hmm. Cassandra, and you could argue Amber, right? Yeah. And Amber and her are the only finalists to not appear in the opening credits, like we mentioned. She also didn't appear in the comeback series, the battle back. And this, like I said earlier, was the reason they had to be shorter and no names are shown, because the producers thought people would notice that Maria wasn't featured. And there's even some people online who have created more traditional opening credits using the footage, and they just have to use a clip of Maria in an episode that's close enough, you know, of her like walking on the runway, the water runway or whatever it is. So none of us are fans of Maria.
No.
I don't think Maria wanted to be on the show. I am glad it looks like she found a passion recently that she can really, you know,
because there's a lot to be said about someone that basically was very smart and got pushed through schooling, probably by parents, but like did it because that seemed like the correct thing to do, even though they didn't necessarily enjoy it.
Also, just more power to someone who figures out quickly they don't want to be there and exudes themselves.
Yeah.
And the actual, after all the language and stuff was used, the actual exit was pretty chill.
Yeah. Wasn't rude to Johnny, so, you know.
Darian Ellis currently works for Slim, spelled S-L-E-M, the website being slem.us.
Slim.
It's a website that combines nightlife and social justice events, and you can find out information about them, and also I think they produce them. And her bio on the website reads, Darian Ellis was chosen as a finalist on America's Next Top Model 19. She is currently providing training classes and modeling courses to young ladies and works diligently organizing runway shows all throughout the South. And I think she just works with them as a host, like a show host, from what I could tell. Okay. Her Instagram is Darian Ellis XO. Her bio reads, Sweetie Pie. Daydreamer, risk taker, and then hashtag ANTM19. So another person who claims that. There wasn't much else I could find on Darian. She modeled for a while. Runway seemed to be where she really found her place in the modeling world. I wish we had seen her do some runway stuff to have seen that. Because that's one thing I thought about too. I was like, oh, even with the battle back, it'll only be based on pictures. So if someone's a runway model, too bad. If you're not in that episode, you're not going to get any credit for that. I like Darian.
I really like Darian. I enjoyed her presence on the show. I thought she was really fun. I thought she was stunning.
I thought she got fucked over by social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a real shame because she seemed to be prepared to do what it took to be a good contestant on that show.
Right.
Yes.
And yet the show was not prepared to treat her well.
At all.
Nope. Not even a little.
But if you've been treated well by us, your lovely hosts, you should rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. We love hearing from you, your hot takes, your iced tea. You can also reach out to us at podleadum.com or send us a physical, tangible mail in our P.O. box.
We got a really nice one recently.
It is. We'll talk about it in our mailbag episode. You can find me anywhere at Yet Charming.
I'm on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm on TikTok at JDBCrumpOK. And thank you to the recent people who saw a post about Lucite and tagged me all up and down. I did want that product. You were all correct.
So for Podleadum, I have been Lex Basile Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JW Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
Podleadum is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.